The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ, an Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 15th. The Timing of the Messiah's Arrival by Dave Chavez, Technology and Product Development Manager at the C.S. Lewis Institute. An Old Testament Prophecy, Daniel 9, verses 25 through 26. Quote, "Know and understand this. From the time the word goes out to restore and rebuild Jerusalem until the Anointed One, the ruler, comes, there will be seven sevens and 62 sevens. It will be rebuilt with streets and a trench, but in times of trouble. After the 62 sevens, the Anointed One will be put to death and will have nothing. The people of the ruler who will come will destroy the city and the sanctuary. The end will come like a flood. War will continue until the end, and desolations have been decreed." End quote. Daniel wrote this around 538 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment, Matthew 26, verses 63b through 64. Quote, "And the high priest said to him, 'I adjure you by the living God, tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.' Jesus said to him, 'You have said so, but I tell you, from now on you will see the Son of Man seated at the right hand of power and coming on the clouds of heaven.'" End quote. Matthew wrote this before 70 AD. Set during 70 years of Jewish captivity, the book of Daniel presents visions of God's rule and redemptive plan for those in exile. The year is 538 BC, chapter 9, verse 1, and Daniel, the prophet and former prime minister of Babylon, wears sackcloth and ashes. He cries out to God in prayer, fasting, and confession, asking God to look with mercy on his people and upon the city of Jerusalem, which lies in ruins. Verse 18. As Daniel laments and calls upon God to act, the angel Gabriel appears in a vision. Daniel is told that the very moment he began praying, a command was given to rebuild Jerusalem, and its timeline will be linked to the coming of a ruler, the Anointed One. Daniel's vision tells us when the Messiah will come, that he will suffer rejection, death, and apparent failure, and that the destruction of a rebuilt city of Jerusalem and of the temple will follow. The initial rebuilding of Jerusalem is the starting point for this prophetic clock. Daniel's prophecies are multi-layered and include both typological and predictive fulfillments. Early pre-Christian commentators of the Maccabean literature and at Qumran saw precursors in the desecration of the temple by Nebuchadnezzar and Antiochus IV. They also anticipated a later messianic fulfillment with the restoration of Davidic kingship, the end of sin, and the establishment of righteousness, God's eternal kingdom, which will smash all human kingdoms. Chapter 2, verse 44. Dating from the command to rebuild Jerusalem by Artaxerxes in 445 BC, Nehemiah 2, verses 1 through 8, the rebuilding of Jerusalem takes the first seven sevens, 49 years, followed by another 62 sevens, 434 years. Using the Hebrew lunar calendar, biblical scholars argue this puts the Messiah's coming, rejection, and death in the years 30 to 33 AD. When charged under oath by the high priest to declare if he is the Messiah, Jesus responds by quoting Daniel. He identifies himself as the Son of Man, who will come on the clouds of heaven to establish God's everlasting kingdom and receive worship from all peoples. Daniel 7, verses 13 through 14. This is the claim that leads to Jesus' crucifixion. Matthew 26, 62 through 66. Let us pray. Son of man, may your kingdom come. Amen.
Name forever, His power.